Today, I want to share a thought entitled Fruit and Gifts, and how the fruit and the gifts in the Holy Spirit are really to help us in our everyday life and to help us be who God wants us to be. And I want to make this very practical today, so please take notes and applicable to our lives so that you and I can move forward one step at a time. If you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 20. John chapter 20, we're going to read verses 21 and 22. Here's the tea bag. Thank you so much. John 20, verses 21 and 22. I want to give context here. Jesus has been raised from the dead. He comes into a room with his disciples. He's proving that he's alive. He's revealing himself several times after his resurrection. This is one of those times. And just for the sake of time, I want to read these two verses as kind of the foundation of this message and then transition to some other verses. But notice Jesus says in the course of his conversation, he says in verse 21, again, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." And I love this verse. This is interesting. The Bible says, then he breathed on them. Jesus breathed on them. And then he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And I pray today that you and I would receive the Holy Spirit more and more of him. Amen. So, Father, I thank you for this third great worship experience. Please receive our worship today. We give it to you. You deserve it. Lord, keep us safe in this moment as we go about our week. And I pray that all of us would take the courageous step to lay down any resistance, to set aside any distraction, and to receive more of you today in our lives and then apply it to our lives. Jesus, we love you. Everyone said, amen. This topic is, this saddens me. Understand what I'm saying. It saddens me when I think about teaching on the Holy Spirit, because this has become a divisive topic in terms of church culture. Different denominations, non-denominational churches, different beliefs, different teachings. And then it feels like on subjects of the Holy Spirit, there's like a strident attitude that's really argumentative at times and very defensive or offensive. And it's like a mess. And really, it shouldn't be. And so today, I want to lay out culture for our church with this message of fruit and gifts and really talk about the Holy Spirit and who he is in our lives. Because every one of us has a decision to make. Now, these verses that we just read in John 20, we know the context. Jesus is talking to the apostles, getting them prepared to stay in Jerusalem, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then begin to preach and help be the fathers of what we know as the church today. But these verses speak to us as well, because to me, Jesus is saying to you and I in 2025, peace be with you. How many received the peace of God today? I want more of the peace of God. And I also think the phrase applies to us, receive the Holy Spirit, is for right now. You and I can make a decision to receive the Holy Spirit today and receive more of him and have all that he wants to do in our lives. This is important. I want to give, just follow me here as I set this message up. When anyone receives Jesus and calls on Jesus to save them from their sin, the Bible says that the Spirit of truth, or the Holy Spirit, comes into us. So any Christ follower, every Christ follower has the Holy Spirit. That happens when you receive Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes in us, and he's the Spirit of truth that convicts us of our sin. He gives us a desire to come to God, to come to church, to read the Bible, to pray. All those things are from the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. But know this, that no Christian has all of the Holy Spirit, and that all of us can receive more of him. So we do receive him at our salvation experience, but that doesn't mean that we have everything he has to offer. So our choice on a daily basis to receive the Holy Spirit is ongoing and needed, because God wants to fill us and do something in our lives that only he can do. Can someone say amen? Now, as I mentioned, it's interesting that we have division in different teachings on you know, I would say that stir division on the Holy Spirit. And it grieves me because we can get down into nuances and argue and debate and have different views and YouTube channels and books and stuff. But when we do all that, we're missing the main point. Because the main point is for you and I to receive more of God. The main thought is for you and I to receive what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives and not resist that. And I just want to give you just a newsflash. God is not a Pentecostal. God is not a Baptist. Now, you know, and we thank God for the back row Baptist, but he's on the back row with you, but he's not a back row Baptist. He's just God on the back row with you. He's not a Methodist. He's not Catholic. He's not Lutheran. He's not Episcopalian. We do that for categorization of different beliefs. I'm not hating on any group. I'm just saying that's what we do. God is God all by himself. He's bigger than a denomination. Can someone say amen? And so you and I have to come to God, and all of us in a church background have a framework of how we see the Holy Spirit based on our church heritage, if we have that. And I'm going to ask all of us to whatever the parameters are for you, that you would let that down and just say, Lord, I want more of the Holy Spirit. That you would just say, I receive more of the Holy Spirit. And that, and let that be the context upon which you come to him, because I'm setting something up here. Because God wants you and I to have more of him. And you and I, by our nature, resist, I would say probably in and of ourselves, we probably go away from more of the Spirit of God than leaning into the Spirit of God, which is why prayer is so important. I want to encourage you, man, just wake up every morning. Just try this for, I mean, just a week. Give it a week. If some of you want to do a month, do a month. But wake up every day and just say more Holy Spirit. And watch what happens after the time frame you give to do that. And just let the Holy Spirit work in your prayers and soften your heart and touch you and move in you and do something great in you. David said that he desires a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. So our hearts are broken under the Holy Spirit when we pray, when we worship, when we seek God. Now, every day I pray for my wife. I pray for my kids. I pray for you. I pray for our staff. So many people. And I pray for my enemies. And what I've noticed is in all that prayer time that I have, the person that God has changed the most in my prayers is me. He's changed my attitude. He's changed my perspective. He's changed my heart. So I don't know where you're at with God. I don't know where you're at with the Holy Spirit, but I would tell all of us that prayer helps soften our heart to receive more of the Holy Spirit. And I challenge you with two things. I challenge you every morning to wake up and say, more Holy Spirit. One more time, say it with me. More Holy Spirit. That's a simple prayer. All of us can pray. And then I would challenge you to come back tonight at 5 o'clock and let's pray as a church. We do this once a month. And let's pray as a church tonight at 5 o'clock and let's call on God and say, Lord, more Holy Spirit, more Holy Spirit in my life, more Holy Spirit in my marriage, in my parenting, in my stewardship, in my career, in my attitude, in my relationships, in my life. I don't know about you, but I need more of him. How about you today? I need more of God. And so the question is will you receive more of the Holy Spirit? Now, in the Holy Spirit, there is the title of this message, the fruit and the gifts. Why would we need the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit in our life? And that is because God wants to be close. I believe there's many reasons, but one reason is God wants to be close to you and I and to help you and I function on Monday morning and I would say Friday night, good days, bad days, you get the idea. He wants us to function and help us to thrive in our life and be close to him and do life his way. Please write this down for your notes. The Holy Spirit is not weird, but the Holy Spirit is both practical and supernatural. The Holy Spirit is not weird, but the Holy Spirit is both practical and supernatural. Let's go to the practical first. The Holy Spirit is practical through what the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit. Write this down for your notes. This is found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. I'm going to quote these verses to you. The Apostle Paul says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. So when you and I come to Jesus, what the Holy Spirit wants to do is to really, our new nature in Christ is to change our character to have the character of God. For note's sake, the fruit of the Spirit is the character of God in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit is the character of God in our lives. God wants to forge in us his character. When you and I receive Jesus, this character doesn't come. You and I have to be developed in this character. Just like an apple on an apple tree, it doesn't grow in minutes. It grows over a period of time. It has a process to develop into its ripe stage to be picked and eaten. You and I, in our faith, the fruit of the Spirit, the character of God, is developed over, I believe, the entirety of our life in the development of the Holy Spirit, that you and I are moving forward in the ways of God through our character. Our natural nature, our nature against God, does not produce love. Thank God for being a good person, being successful, being goal-driven. All that's amazing. Being in shape, okay, that's good. But all of that and more can't produce love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That comes by the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, and he forges our character to be different. I don't know about you, but some days my love level, I can love God every day, but sometimes I don't love people. How about you? I need a little more help from the Holy Spirit. Joy is a choice, not a feeling. I need more of the strength of God to give my character and choose joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, all those things, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Come on now. When the ice cream's calling your name at midnight, self-control. Right now, I'm not eating bread, and man, it's horrible. And I said, Summer, can I have a sandwich? And she bought me one because she was getting something too. And she brought me this sandwich with this amazing bread. And I said, get behind me, Satan. Self-control in big things and small things are needed in our life. And these, if you're a seasoned Christ follower, not a Christ follower, receive Jesus today, newer to all this or somewhere in the middle, this character is developed over time. And it comes through the work of the Holy Spirit, and we need the character of God for our personal lives, our marriages, our kids, really every facet. We need the character of God. Let me give an example of why we need the character of God. Recently, my wife and I were flying to a pastor's conference. We get to the airport, go through TSA, we're in through all that, in the terminal, and I see somebody that I haven't seen in years. There's a history with this person. Good history and bad history from church. When I see them, it's amazing. I feel like I passed the test. Like we have an engaging conversation for 10 minutes. I love them. I tell them I love them and vice versa. It was like the prayers that I've been praying for myself, like God showed up right there. And like I showed love. I showed kindness. I was like, man, I'm Billy Graham. Man, I'm like Billy Graham. Like I can do this. And then so we just, we conclude the conversation and we go down to our gate. We get to the gate, we get to board, we use some points, got bumped up a little bit, excited to be bumped up on a flight, get to the check-in person. I have both boarding passes on my phone, check mine, good, check Summer's, not good. He says, you're gonna have to go back to the teller or to the check-in desk and lose your spot and figure this out. At that moment, the fruit did not come through. Have you been there before? It was 10 minutes ago. I was walking in the Spirit. I was walking in the love of God. I was Billy Graham, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Oral Roberts, John MacArthur. I was all of them all in one, you know? All the denominations. I was all of those guys. And now all of a sudden, I just had a fall. I just, and it was like I was totally in a bad attitude, impatient, negative, agitated. Get on the plane. It's delayed. It heightens my agitation. Get to our layover city in Denver. We have to run to get to our next flight. I get off the plane, and I'm so much in the Holy Spirit, I leave Summer behind. I'm just running to the next plane. I'm so ticked off. I'm on the moving runway. Someone's in my way. I kindly said, get out of the way. And I'm thinking, as I'm doing this, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, what am I doing right now? This is foolishness. But I'm taken over with my anger and my agitation. So then we get to the conference, have a great conference, come back. When we get to the airport to come back home, there at 5:30 in the morning, TSA line is closed. and the ladies are standing there, it's closed. Someone behind me walks around me, walks through them, through the TSA. And I said, well, they just went. They said, it's closed. Again, the fruit of the Spirit disappeared. And I act out. Not crazy, but my attitude, and I kind of said, I kind of talked back to him a little bit. And I'm waiting in line, and I'm like, what am I doing? I just failed miserably. My character, I got to work on this. I got more work to do in the Holy Spirit. I've been serving Jesus hard since 1996. And I got issues that I got to get worked out. And it's the development of the fruit of the Spirit. It's the character of God in my life that has got to get worked out. And probably for all of us in this room, it may not be the airport. For me, it's airports and amusement parks. God help us. But it could be the highway when someone pulls in front of you and you give them the signal for all the world knows. Could be work, could be home. All of us have an area or a situation when we get squeezed, wrong things come out. Have you been there? But I am working on myself that the Holy Spirit produces his character in me that when I'm squeezed at the airport, squeezed at amusement parks, that now my new nature starts to kick in by the Holy Spirit. And what comes out of me is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Can I get an amen? And you and I have to receive the Holy Spirit and let this character grow in our life. So none of us have arrived. None of us are mature past this message. No, you're not. Every one of us needs more of the Holy Spirit in our character. That's the practical side. That's the day-to-day living in the relationships of our life. The other side is supernatural. And that's the gifts of the Holy Spirit found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. The Apostle Paul says that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to the people of God. And to some, he gives the word of wisdom, to some, the word of knowledge, to some, the gift of faith, to some, the gifts of healing, to some, the gift of miracles, gift of prophecy, to discerning of spirits, gift of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. But it's the Spirit who worketh all in all, who gives to each one as he wills. So the Holy Spirit has given us practical things in the fruit of the Spirit, and he's given us the supernatural part of the gifts of the Spirit. For note's sake, the gifts of the Spirit are the works of God revealed through us. So the fruit of the Spirit is the character of God. The gifts of the Spirit are the works of God revealed in our lives. And what saddens me is that this topic is divisive and people, maybe even you in this room and online, have been taught different things, and this triggers people to shut down and say, that's not for today. And let me just say this with kindness. There's nowhere in the Bible that says God is not doing his works today. It doesn't say that. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about the coming of God. It's the coming back of Jesus. When knowledge ceases, when all that ceases, then all those things, when tongues, all that... As it ceases, then the gifts or the Holy Spirit is not needed because we're in the presence of God. Until then, we need to have the character of God and the gifts of God in operation. The Bible says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change. That means that what he did for Moses, he is doing today. What he did for David, he's doing today. What he did for the Apostle Paul, he's doing today. God is alive, moving in the lives of men and women. God is moving from heaven in the earth. God is alive and he's real. And it saddens me that we would have to even explain this, and yet I'm glad to. But I challenge everyone in this room and online to lay down whatever it is and say, Lord, I receive more of the Holy Spirit. Another thing that's interesting is churches I've noticed over the years lean into one or the other. So some churches are only the fruit of the Spirit. Some churches are only the gifts of the Spirit. And that's an imbalance either way. You need the character of God and you need the works of God. At City Church, just an announcement, we're going to have the character of God and we're going to have the works of God. We're going to have the works of God, we're going to have the character of God, and we're going to have a balanced approach to this. I was saddened at our fair outreach service. When I was preaching, we had a great worship night, and it was powerful. And I was preaching on the benefits of God. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. I found this after the fact. I think I got this report from a prayer team member. There's a lady there that night, a young lady that's from a different church that believes, different, and that's okay. And she was there because she just knew people that were there, and that's why she was there. Probably if she didn't know people, she probably wouldn't have been there just based on the differences. But she was there, and I was preaching on healing and preaching on what God can do. And she came up to receive prayer, and I think it was to one of our prayer team members, and she said, I have cancer. Young. And she said, can God heal me? She said, I've been taught that God doesn't heal. And I appreciated her courage to come up and receive prayer. She's reaching, man. She's reaching for hope. She's reaching for something. Does everyone get healed? My aunt's in heaven today. She got healed going to heaven. But God heals people today. I said, God is a healer today. And to have someone say, can God heal me? Because someone would shut her down and say that God doesn't do it anymore. That saddened me. Because somebody in this room and online is reaching for God. You want God to show up. You need him to show up physically. You need him to show up in your body. You need him to show up in your marriage. You need him in your mind. You need him in your emotions. And I'm telling you, our God lives in heaven, but he is on the earth through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you and I can receive a touch from heaven and be changed by the power of God. God made Adam from the dust of the ground. God made Eve from the rib of the man. And he made man not to be distant from him, but to be close to him. That's why Jesus came, to be redeemed and saved from our sin. Then the Holy Spirit is here, and we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God did all that, not to be distant from us, but to be up close with us, that God can heal anything, God can do anything, God can move through anything, God can redeem anything, God can make right anything. I feel like preaching right now. Our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he will come to your house, and he will do something great for you. Come on, give Jesus praise. Let's not be Eeyore. Let's be Winnie the Pooh. Some of us are Eeyore. I don't know about that. We're like, Winnie the Pooh, give me more honey, God. I'm going to preach a message. Be Winnie the Pooh. Amen. Amen. We need to have more faith that God can do this today. Now, so we have the fruit that's the character of God. We have the gifts of the works of God. Now, notice this. I want to explain this because this can be confusing to people. The word for the gifts there, the word gifts in our English language, actually is the root word for grace. Everyone say grace. Grace. So notice the fruit of the Spirit is developed in our character over time. The gifts of the Spirit are an endowment of grace that can happen immediately. So what am I saying? It's possible for someone to operate in the gifts of the Spirit and not have their character developed. It's also possible for someone to operate in the gifts and have their character developed. So sometimes people see someone be used in the gifts and they automatically think that means they're mature. That doesn't mean they're mature. Maturity is in the character of God developed through us. But the character of God doesn't stop the works of God, and the works of God shouldn't stop the character of God. It all goes together. Does that make sense? So you and I should just release the Holy Spirit and move in God and receive the Holy Spirit. Let me give you an example. Where's a biblical precedent? You can write this down. Read this, please. People don't read this text, but it's interesting. Acts 19, verses 1 through 6. The Bible says there were disciples in Ephesus that came to Paul, and Paul said, have you received the Holy Spirit? And they said, we haven't even heard who the Holy Spirit is. They said, we've been baptized unto John's baptism. That means John the Baptist. So they were forgiven of their sins. They repented. They had that baptism. The Apostle Paul then teaches them, rebaptizes them, lays hands on them. They speak in tongues, and they prophesy right there. Now, 5 minutes ago, they didn't even know who the Holy Spirit was. But something happened where they prophesied, or they spoke in tongues and prophesied. So that means that they weren't taught about the Holy Spirit. They weren't learned in the Holy Spirit. They didn't get a doctorate from theology about the Holy Spirit. They didn't have a lot of sessions about the Holy Spirit. They didn't even know who he was. But when they were prayed over, boom, they experienced him. So that means that the Holy Spirit wasn't based on what they knew. It was based on their heart being open to receive the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? So we have to understand that it's character and it's fruit and gifts. And instead of arguing at times, which we don't argue here, but instead of people arguing or getting caught up in arguments about this stuff, it's just, Lord, come through me. Lord, let your character be developed in me. And Lord, let your supernatural gifts come through my life and do something through me that's beyond me. Use me for your glory. It's practical and supernatural. It's Monday morning. It's Friday night. It's Wednesday during the day. It's Sunday. It's every day. Holy Spirit wants to move in us in a very practical way, in a supernatural way. God wants to move in our lives. And you and I can simply say, Lord, more Holy Spirit. I receive more of the Holy Spirit. God is in heaven waiting to visit you. He's waiting to come into our world, come into our situation, come into us and to make us whole. I've told this story so many times, but Laura in our church had a diagnosis of a brain tumor that was very sketchy to try to operate and get out. She received prayer from so many people. Our church included my dad prayed over her. She felt like something happened. She could feel the Holy Spirit move on her. She went back to the doctor. They said, we can't find the brain tumor. It's totally been removed from your brain. Even on the x-ray, it's still there. There's a crater of where the tumor was, but it's been removed. She's married today. She has a beautiful baby boy today. I'm telling you, Jesus heals divinely today. God can do what the doctors can't do. We thank God for medicine. We believe in that, doctors and nurses and all that, and they can be used by God. But when man can't, God can. And God can do something for your life and anyone else's life. Come on, give Jesus a quick praise break. I'm almost done, but I want to bring you into my prayer time every day and how I pray for the fruit and the gifts. Every day I pray simultaneously, and I pair the fruit and the gifts together because I want the character of God and I want God to use me in the gifts, in the works of God. If you take the fruit of the Spirit and write it in order, in a column, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, etc., then you take the gifts of the Spirit and you write them in a column next to it, go in the order that the Bible lists them, and you match them up. I pray every day over that set. In fact, they're going to show it on the screen. You can take pictures or write this down, because I challenge you and invite you to join me and every day pray for the fruit and the gifts of the Spirit in your life. More Holy Spirit. I receive you, Holy Spirit. Come in my life, Holy Spirit. Heal my wounds. Forge a new character in me. Heal my marriage. Open my heart to my kids again. Give me favor on the job. Help me break this addiction. Help me get out of the pattern of addiction. Holy Spirit, heal me. Holy Spirit, come through me. Holy Spirit, touch my mind. Give me peace again. Holy Spirit, help me sleep. Holy Spirit, speak to me. God's moving in this room right now. Don't come to God and be a good Pentecostal. Don't come to God and be a Reformed Christian. Don't come to God and be a good Baptist or a good Catholic. Come to God and say, God, I just need you. Thank God for my heritage, if you got it. Thank God for my belief system. Bless all those groups. Thank you, Jesus. But God is not interested in our credentials. But God wants us to come to him and say, God, I'm yours. Whatever you want to do in my life, use me for your glory. I lay down my religion. I lay down my excuses. I lay down my stubborn attitude. And I say, more Holy Spirit in my life. That's what he wants from us, folks. And when you have the character of God and the gifts of God and you let God come in you, of course, good days, bad days, imperfect life, me messing up at the airport, it's going to happen. But you have the Spirit of God alive in you. If Jesus, last night we were watching The Chosen and as a family, and they showed him talking at a wedding, and this boy said, Hosanna. And they all bowed and worshiped him. And I thought to myself, if Jesus was here today, would I be one of those people that knew, recognized him and worshiped him, or would I argue and think he was not it and make excuses? I want Jesus close to me, folks. I want to know he's real and he is real, and I want to know he's close to me. And I want to be a person that can sense him and see him and move with him and walk with him and helps me overcome temptation and helps me overcome myself and helps me love my wife and helps me be a dad and helps me be a pastor and helps me dunk a basketball. You know what I'm saying? Why is that funny? Receive the Holy Spirit today. Here's the prayers. Write these down. I'm going to show them on the screen. Every day I pray, Lord, Lord, I ask for the fruit and the gifts. I ask for the love and the word of wisdom. Love, word of wisdom. Both. Joy, word of knowledge. Peace, the gift of faith. Long-suffering, the gifts of healing. Kindness, the gift of miracles. Goodness, gift of prophecy. Faithfulness, the discerning of spirits. Gentleness, the gift of tongues. Self-control, the interpretation of tongues. Every day I pray that over myself, and I pray that you would join me in letting God develop the character of his Spirit and letting his Spirit work through you with character and works. And that you would let God use you. And so, in closing, what's the practicality of this? With the fruit of the Spirit, whatever area of your life that there's buttons that you get that get pressed, for me, it's airports and amusement parks. Summer loves amusement parks. So obviously I'm going to be with my family, but now I look forward. I want you to check this out. I've learned to look forward to going to amusement parks, not only to be with my family, but to work on me. And to develop the character that I need to develop in this area of my life. When I go to airports now, like, Lord, I got to get this fixed out. I got to get it worked out. So whatever comes my way, I'm alert. Character, come through, be developed in me. And so whatever that is for you, when you go into those situations, be conscious of it and say, Lord, I choose to have this character developed and move through me at a whole new level. And I'm going to pass this. I'm going to have different behavior. I'm not going to continue. I'm going to behave differently by the Holy Spirit. And so think about that for you. For the gifts of the Spirit, I would ask you every morning to follow Pastor Max Licato's example. And you can say simply, Lord, today, more Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit. In fact, the Bible says, write this verse down if you don't mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul said, pray earnestly for the gifts of the Spirit. That's what he said. Pray for it. So ask God every morning, more Holy Spirit. And then you develop the character in situations that need to be. In fact, I've talked about my story with Summer and how God healed me of anger and how fighting fair. There's parts of our arguing that I still need to work on. My anger is good, but I need to work on listening more and not being quick to be defensive in arguments when they come up. I'm working on the Holy Spirit developing that character in me. I know some other married couples can say amen to that. Someone's very honest, clapping their hands right now. Go ahead and bow your head and bow your heart to heaven, please. You in the room and online, we're not here to embarrass you, but we are here to help you move forward in your faith. And if you've never received Jesus in your life, that means you've never said, Jesus, save me. And or you have done that, but you've drifted far from God. The Bible talks about coming back to him. If that's you today and you need to come back, then I pray you do that now in Jesus' name. So that's why we have you bow your heart and bow your head to have that moment with God. And you would say, Pastor Dave, I've never done this and or I have, but I need to come back to him. I need to make my life right with God. And I want to do it today. Right now, if that's you, raise your hand. I want to pray for you to receive Jesus in this place. God bless you today. God bless you today. Thank you. God bless you today. Excellent. God bless you today. Good. God bless you today. God bless you in the back. Thank you so much. How many would say, Pastor Dave, when I think about the Holy Spirit, I can pray more, receive the Holy Spirit, and I need God more in my character. I need God more in his works to come through my life. I want fruit and gifts. I need God's help. In some area here that I've talked about today, I need God's blessing and God's help. If that's you, go ahead and raise your hand all over this room and online. I want to pray for you. Good. Thank you. Follow me in this prayer so no one's left out, and say, Lord Jesus, my heart is yours and I run to you. Please forgive me for anything that's wrong in my life. I turn from that and I say yes to you. And I choose to receive the Holy Spirit in my character. In the works of God, I receive, Lord Jesus, I'm yours. Amen. Let's give Jesus a great praise. That's all about 8 people received Christ today in this service. I'm going to ask you all to stay seated. I'm going to ask you to think about taking 4 to 5 more minutes. This is the most important time every weekend of every worship experience. Our response helps complete this time together. And I believe as we do that, it helps us kind of sink it in from our head to our heart. So just take about 5 more minutes, lock in, let God touch you. And I believe the best is yet to come.